I interviewed Ozzie Zehner several times just to ask him about his research. And then I wanted to check his research, and I found that it really did add up and that there was so much more there. But I got the sense that they felt blindsided by the attack, which should have been expected. And that Michael Moore, I mean, he's in a different category than the co-producers of the film who did all the work on the film. Essentially what Moore did, I think, was he kind of put up some resources and put his name on it, so mm-hmm. that, which made the film a real threat. But you look at the situation Michael Moore's in, look at the atmosphere that he exists in. It's the same atmosphere where Susan Sarandon gets ritually sacrificed and pilloried every week because she didn't go along with the Democratic Party in 2016. The Democratic Party has become this vicious authoritarian apparatus that tears anyone to shreds and eats them alive if they refuse to go along with the hideous, ossified, octogenarian, zombie droid, warmongering Wall Street tool that they nominate. And that's what Michael Moore, I think, has to deal with. So I think he kind of backed away once he realized, oh, shit, I made an anti-capitalist film that actually threatens very powerful interests that are deeply entrenched, not just within the Democratic Party, but within its progressive wing, and are represented by figures like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So when Michael Moore goes out there on and defends the film, he's praising many of the people that the film criticizes or implicitly criticizes, like Greta Thunberg, who is presented as the Joan of Arc of our time by, you know, all of the foundation and billionaire interests that want to cash in on renewables.